Hello, everybody, and welcome to this presentation of St. Lucie Mets Baseball on the Bally Live app, the new live video broadcast home of minor league baseball. If you aren't watching on Bally Live, download the free app today. A live look at Clover Park on a steamy Sunday afternoon in Port St. Lucie, Florida, site of Game 5 of a six-game series between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Dunedin Blue Jays, who are the single-A affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. First pitch coming up on this scorcher at 12:10. And for the Mets, it's a series they really need to get back on track. All four games so far have been very competitive, tied in the late innings. But so far, the Blue Jays have won three out of those four games, and they really put the screws to the Mets' bullpen last night, scoring seven runs over the final three innings to pull away for a 10-3 victory. Welcome to the broadcast booth, everybody. Adam McDonald joined alongside by John DeStefano. Thanks for making the Mets and Blue Jays part of your Sunday afternoon. We're going to have first pitch coming up shortly. John, the Mets' streak of not losing a series is on the line. They've gone five series in a row to this point without a series loss, but they need to win today and they need to win tomorrow. What do they have to do, first of all, to shake off last night and get a win today?
Well, they're looking for a complete game. Last night we saw what happens when the bullpen wasn't sharp, but also you have to put some of this on the hitting. They need to hit better in clutch spots. They were just 1-for-11 last night with runners in scoring position, and they left 10 men on base. Today they'll face a pitcher who's been roughed up lately. He's taken a loss in each of his last three starts, so you have to trust the opportunities to score will be there. You just have to make the most of them.
Once again, first pitch is coming up in just a few minutes from now. We're going to take a short break here on the Bally Live pregame show. And when we come back to Clover Park, we will bring you the starting pitching matchup along with the look around the Florida State League and the Mets organization. That's next on the pregame show.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Plate meeting just wrapping up. Gilbert Gomez in his first year managing St. Lucie. Donnie Murphy in his second year with Dunedin, managing that club. Umpires today, Davian Fry on the bases, Alex Lowry calling the balls and strikes. You see the umpires wearing the lighter blue tops. Do what you can in this heat to stay as cool as you can. Its scoreboard temp says 91 degrees. Gosh, it's got to feel like well over 100. It's partly cloudy. Don't expect any rain today, although I'm sure maybe some cloud cover would be appreciated. Let's go over the standings in the Florida State League. You will see the overall standings. I will relay the second half standings to you. Jupiter, we have a new leader in the overall standings as Palm Beach has fallen off a cliff here in the second half, but it's Daytona at 6-1, leading the East in the second half by a game and a half over Jupiter and 3.5 games over the Mets. Jupiter 4-2, St. Lucie 2-4. First half winner Palm Beach just 1-6 in the second half. Five games out, but already safely in the playoffs. Over in the West Division, Clearwater continues to have the best overall record by a lot. and they are now 5-2 in the second half in first place alone. But Bradenton and Dunedin Lurk at 4-3, just a game back. Fort Myers and Tampa 3-4, two games out in the second half. Lakeland, the Mets' next opponent, 2-5, three games out of first, and still ahead of the Mets by a game and a half for the ninth best record in the Florida State League. Other games around the FSL today in the Mets organization. Jupiter and Palm Beach get going at noon. 3-1 Jupiter lead in that series. Daytona at Tampa at noon. 3-1 Daytona in that series. Clearwater visits Bradenton at noon. 3-1 Clearwater there. Lakeland at Fort Myers. Series deadlocked at 2. That is a 6 o'clock start at Hammond Stadium. In the Mets organization, Jersey Shore at Brooklyn. That's high A action at 2 o'clock. Hartford at Binghamton. In double A action, that's a 1:05 game. Syracuse in triple A hosting Scranton Wilkes-Barre, the Yankees affiliate. We have a 6:35 pitch there. And Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. San Fran at the Mets. Mets got a win in July after a terrible June. They have a chance to win a series, so that'll be the evening programming for us here in Port St. Lucie, watching the Mets take on the Giants. Pitching matchup in today's game features Felipe De La Cruz, the lefty, getting his first appearance of the season, facing Eliander Alcalde of the Blue Jays. It'll be his first appearance of this series as well. Speaking of Felipe, there he goes, taking the field along with the rest of the St. Lucie Mets. And the national anthem is upon us. For that, we send it to public address announcer Paulie Briggs.
Ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you please rise for the playing of our national anthem.
And it's go time for the Mets and the Blue Jays for once in this series. No wind blowing in from right field, at least at the start of today's game. Let's meet the Mets starting pitcher, Moron Felipe De La Cruz, 22-year-old lefty, 6 foot, 160 pounds. He was signed as an international free agent out of Yamasa in the Dominican Republic in 2021. This will be his 13th game and his 12th start. He has logged 52 innings, struck out 54 batters, accumulated a 2-4 record. It has been a hot minute since we've seen Felipe De La Cruz. It was actually June 18th. John, you were calling that game a Sunday doubleheader against Palm Beach. He got roughed up. 3 innings, 5 hits, 5 runs, all earned, 3 walks and 3 strikeouts. One of his worst appearances of the season, so he's had to have that as the last game he's pitched in 2 weeks. Hopefully he will do better here today. The defense behind De La Cruz features Fernando Villalobos doing the catching. Yarel Martinez at first, Luis Castillo at second, Kevin Villavicencio at third, and Wilfredo Lara, the new stud, at third base. In the outfield, Correll Paz in left, Jeffrey De Los Santos in center, and Scott Oda in right. Blue Jays lineup, looks and sounds like this. Jaden Runn's going to lead off and play center. Manuel Beltre bats second. Ryan McCarty third. Jeffrey Whaler, whale of game yesterday, 5 for 5. Bats cleanup, no surprise there. Abizo Ramirez fifth. Angel Del Rosario had the 3-run homer yesterday, the game winner. Bats sixth. J.C. Masson had the game-winning home run on Wednesday. He had seventh. Deshams the catching, and Raquel Bendicastro bats ninth. We are ready for baseball here. Home plate umpire Alex Lawry claps his hand, signals for the first pitch. And here it comes from De La Cruz to Jaden Rudd. Fastball nearly hit him at 94, and we are underway. First pitch right on time. 12:10, it's 91 degrees and sunny at Clover Park this afternoon. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. 1-0 pitch gets over for a strike at 94, 1-1.
I think if we learned anything from the first four games in this series, Adam, is that this one should be a good one for sure. We've had four great competitive games this series.
Ground ball sharply hit, backhanded by Castillo, down to a knee, whips to first, one down. Good play by Luis out at second. That ball was on him in a hurry.
De La Cruz off to a good start. I expect a good outing from him today. In fact, the last time he was touched up for runs, he came back with his strongest outing of the year. He went 6 strong innings, allowing just 1 earned run with 7 strikeouts. So he's shown a good ability to bounce back after he's had a rough one.
And that was May 23rd against Clearwater after he got hit around a week earlier against Palm Beach. Manuel Beltre at the plate. Pops one straight up on the infield. Right side, Martinez wants it. The Mets first baseman has it. 2 up, 2 down. Yeah, this series, John, it has been competitive. We've discussed it at length on Wednesday. Let's get another look at the easy pop-up. 5-5 game in the eighth inning. On Thursday, it was 3-3 in the seventh. On Friday, 2-2 in the sixth. Last night, it was 2-2 in the seventh. Final scores for Dunedin have kind of gotten away from the Mets. Dunedin leads the series 3-1. They've actually had a plus 12 run differential in the series, so you wouldn't think it's a competitive series, but it certainly has been. A swing and a miss at 95. Hello. Cardi in a 1-1 count. Swing and a miss on another fastball at 95. Felipe De La Cruz should be certainly refreshed. Not pitching in 2 weeks. No injury issues. Just the way the schedule has unfolded. Fastball misses away at 95. Liner out of play. You know, in a long season, you don't want to tax these young arms too much, so you find little ways throughout the season to keep innings in check, keep guys fresh. Well-rested De La Cruz gets a strikeout on a fastball at 95. Excellent first inning for Felipe. Ground out, pop out, strikeout in short order. When we come back on Bally Live, Mets will swing the sticks for the first time this afternoon.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Starting pitcher for Dunedin is Eleander Alcalde, 19 years old. Little guy, 5'9", 171. Non-drafted free agent, international signee out of Venezuela in 2021. For Alcalde, it is his 13th game in his 11th start here with the Blue Jays, 2-4 record of 5.73 ERA. The lineup for the Mets features Villa Vicencio leading off, De Los Santos second, Fredo Lara third, middle three, Perozo, Paz, and Oda. And then the final three, Martinez, Villalobos, and Castillo. That's 7 out of 9 batters being lefty. Villa Vicencio and Lara the exceptions. Jet Williams getting a much-deserved day off today. Back in the lineup tomorrow. Villa Vicencio, who had 3 hits, including a double yesterday, takes the ball high. Led all the Mets with hits yesterday. The only Met with the multi-hit game. Grounds one to the third baseman, Wehler. Easy throw to first. Villa Vicencio retired on the ground out. Defensively for the Blue Jays, Alcalde pitching. Deschamps is catcher. Wehler at the hot corner. McCarty at first. Middle infielders Beltre and DeCastro. El Rosario in left. Rudd in center. Masson in right. Fastball to De Los Santos. Called strike one at 90 miles an hour. Jeffrey yesterday on base twice. With a single and a walk. 1-for-3. Moving up in the order. Swings ahead of the changeup, and it's nothing and two. Pitch is grounded hard to first. Nice stop by McCarty. He'll take it himself. Two down. Mets in their orange jersey tops. They don't wear these that often. Not at home, at least. You have to wear them in a doubleheader. Homer away as the second jersey. They don't normally wear white at home. They are 7-10 in the orange jerseys this year, 4-5 at Clover Park. It's advanced analytics for you. Alfredo Lara pops a ball up on the infield. Actually, it's going to make it to the outfield shallow. And it's the center fielder, Rudd, putting it away. A breezy first inning for Alcalde. Go to the second scoreless at Clover Park.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Second inning starting with Felipe De La Cruz throwing strike one. At 93 miles an hour to Jeffrey Wehler. This guy yesterday had an all-time game for a visiting player at Clover Park. He went 5 for 5. A triple, 2 doubles, 3 runs driven in, 4 runs scored. Cherry on top, 2 stolen bases. He fouls this one back. Nobody could get him out. Raised his batting average, 100 points? Just his 12th game with Dunedin. No surprise that he finds his way into Donnie Murphy's lineup as the cleanup hitter today. Keep the hot bat in there. Pitches outside at 87. We don't keep a lot of historical stats for visiting players at Clover Park, but I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a better game than that, probably in the 35-year history of St. Lucie Mets baseball. But Wehler goes down here. De La Cruz gets him with the off-speed.
De La Cruz able to do something no one was able to do last night and get Wehler out.
Good pitch. Had him fooled. Abizo Ramirez next up, and he will foul one back. Fans, a reminder, if you're watching on Bally Live, to join us in the crowd zone. Let your voice be heard. A rocket shot to center field by Ramirez. That's going to clear De Los Santos, go off the base of the wall. Struggles to pick it up. And Ramirez is going to hustle into third base with a stand-up triple. Just like that, streak of 4 in a row retired comes to an end, and now potential first run of the game is on base. Not sure what happened with De Los Santos out there trying to pick up that ball. He went with the glove first, couldn't get it. I think Ramirez spotted what was going on and decided to try for 3. No error, just a triple. And this ball gets away. Here comes the first run of the day. Wild pitch. Ramirez is in, and it's 1-0 Jays. Seen a lot of that this week. Wild pitches. No hope for Villalobos on that one.
Yeah, really just a mental mistake there from De La Cruz. But one he'll have to shake off. Still very early in the game.
Key stat this year has been who scores first at Clover Park. When the Mets score first, they are 11-3 here. When the opponent scores first, they are just 2-20. They're going to have to overcome that alarming statistic. They want to win today. A bunt, and this is going to be right back to De La Cruz, who spins and throws for the out. Del Rosario made it too easy. An accidental push right back to the pitcher. 2 down. I think he didn't expect it to come inside that far, and he really had no other recourse. Punted where he did. 2 down, and Masson is up. Nobody on base. Lefty-lefty matchup. Masson takes a fastball for a strike. Masson had the tie-breaking 3-run homer in the 8th inning on Wednesday, the 5-5 game. He's 3-for-8 in the series. 4 driven in. He's also walked 3 times. And he's behind nothing and 2 here as De La Cruz doing his best to shake off the triple and wild pitch. And he does it with the called third strike. Good bounce back for De La Cruz. A run scores. The Blue Jays the early lead.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers. 7-layer
dip. Ribs. No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Jet with the day off today. He'll be in there for the big July 3rd game tomorrow. So the Mets lineup trying to produce a game and some runs without him. Perozzo, Paz, and Oda, the three lefty hitters here to face off against Alcalde, who breezed through the Mets on just six pitches in the first. Alcalde pitching with the 1-0 lead gets the first ball by Perozzo, who socked his fourth home run of the season. All four home runs coming in about a 30-day span. Curveball too high. Looks like the Bally Live chat is off to a good start. We've got our friend Tango Whiskey back in the stands today, it looks like. And he wants to know, why don't we do on-field live pregame interviews? It's a great idea. We have limitations with our technology. We wish we could be like the SNY and ESPN broadcast and the big budgets. We work with what we have, but we are actively workshopping ideas. So we got some things in the hopper for the off season that can improve the broadcast for the 2024 season. We've come a long way in 2 years, John, from having no visual broadcast, no streaming, to a very nice setup here.
Yeah, just night and day difference from 2021 to today. You know, just we have a terrific crew, great production team. You know, I think they do a really good job, and you know, I put us competitively up against anyone in minor league baseball.
I agree. 1-2 pitches, foul tipped into the mitt of Deshams for the strikeout. We're retired to start the night afternoon for Alcalde. But yeah, keep the ideas flowing, things you'd like to see us do, even if they might even seem pie in the sky. You never know what can happen, what we can make possible. The one I would like to do, as this pitch is high, is have a headset in the dugout and have players, coaches, team personnel put that on mid-game and do the in-game interview where they can chat with us back and forth. But you know, they do that here at Clover Park in spring training with the SNY broadcast. You see it basically in every major league broadcast now. It takes a lot of equipment, a lot of behind-the-scenes work. As we have a challenge, Paz is going to challenge this pitch. It was a strike, and it stays a strike. We saw that all the way from up here. Mets a very poor job last night with the challenges. They ran out early. There was a situation later in the game where they wanted to use a challenge, didn't have any left. Lesson did not appear to be learned. Paz shoots one into left center, long run and a catch. Casual by Rudd. It was a nice play by Rudd. Very smooth. The center fielder who played for Great Britain in the World Baseball Classic. He's been on a big stage before. 5-up, 5-down, and Scott Oda looking for that first hit in his return back to St. Lucie. Went 0-for-4 yesterday, his first game back, and he takes a strike at 91. And, I posted in the chat, but I know our buddy out there is still bothered. Mr. Huge McLarge, the Bally Bucks, still not working. Big underscore McLarge huge. Day four Bally Bucks not working. They're working on it. Everybody has some patience. You'll get your Bally Bucks before the end. 1-1 pitch is fouled away. One and two on Oda. He nubs one foul. Got another question in the Bally Live crowd zone. Are there any other teams looking to copy our work with streaming? Well, there are 120 minor league baseball teams, affiliated baseball teams. Over 100 do the broadcast. They're all on Bally Live as well. Not everybody has the crowd zone like we do. But only St. Lucie and Bradenton in the Florida State League do the broadcast. And our hope is that within the next couple of years, all teams will be having to do this in the Florida State League. And hopefully get to the point where you can simulcast your team's audio with the home team's video. That would be in a perfect world. It's a perfect world right now for Elcalde as he is six up, six down through two innings. We'll go to the third. It's 1-0 Dunedin.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Fast-moving game here at Clover Park. Uh-oh, shouldn't have said that. You know what happens when you speak it out loud? All of a sudden it slows down. But these two pitchers, though, they're moving right along. Nicholas Deschamps, the catcher. We'll have to wait as the ball is retrieved from the field. Then DeCastro, the nine hitter, then back to the top and Rudd. Felipe De La Cruz delivers the first pitch in the dirt for ball one. De La Cruz just 24 pitches through the first two innings. Elcalde 21. It's a triple and a wild pitch for the Jays in the second inning. Fast strike at 94. 1-1. Breaking ball. Look out. Deschamps has played in two games in this series. He has 1-4-6 with the double. A couple of walks. Too many walks in this series with the Mets pitching. 22 in four games. Ground ball deep in the pie slice from the grass. Good throw by Vivasencio. Nice adjustment. Deep out there behind second. Very sure-handed. And we come to the ninth hitter, Raquel Bendicastro. Change up outside, ball one. Castro in his third game of the series is 1-for-6. Batting ninth ball three times. Change up for a strike, 1-1. Mets starting pitching in this series has been pretty good. 1-1 is high. Yesterday, Joelmy Ramirez, quality starts, 6 innings, 3 runs. Jordani Ventura, the prior game, 2 perfect innings to start. Eventually lost command, but hung in there. It's the Mets' only win of the series. Vasquez, 4 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs on Thursday. That's okay. Ovias, 5 innings, 2 runs in the opener on Wednesday. Starting pitching has given the team a chance. Pop up and foul ground by DeCastro. Caught by Martinez. 2 down. And that completes the first turn through the order for the Blue Jays against De La Cruz. Got 1 base runner. A triple. Scoring on that wild pitch. Back to the top end, Rudd. Open the game with the ground out. To Castillo at second. Pitch misses down and in. Swing and a miss on the changeup. Ooh, comes inside. That hit Rudd looked like on the elbow guard. Ouch. Even though it's protected. Could not jump out of the way. 2 out hit by pitch.
Number 7, shortstop, Manuel
Beltran. Yep, right in there. Couldn't pull the arm back into his body fast enough. Ends a streak of 4 in a row retired. Keep seeing it going for Manuel Beltre, who popped out to Martinez on the infield in the first inning, 0-for-1. Fastball outside at 94, ball one. Line drive, right center field. On the run is Oda. He's got it for the third out of the inning. Good job tracking by Scott Oda in deep right center field. That retires Beltre, and it strands Rudd on first base. 3 solid innings of work so far for De La Cruz. Mets trail 1-0.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season. So follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Bottom three in Port St. Lucie. Steamy, steamy Sunday, almost uncomfortably hot. Yero Martinez swings and misses at a fastball from Eliander Alcalde. Two perfect innings at just 21 pitches. Mets making contact, though, in the one strikeout. Pitches outside at 82.
Yeah, contact, but not effective contact so far, Adam. Haven't seen a hard hit ball yet.
Cutter too high, and it's 2-1. Yesterday, Kendry Rojas pitched very well to start. You know, three no-hit innings with five strikeouts. The Mets ended up knocking him out of the game, but not doing major damage against him. Martinez yanks this one high in the sky, but that's going to land in the stands. Not Kenny territory. Two balls, two strikes. And there's no wind today, or very light breeze. It's actually picked up slightly since the start of the game. I don't know if Kenny's going to go get a foul ball. He'll go get a home run. I think everybody needs to reserve their energy down there sitting in the stands or working in the stands. Stay in the shade. Oh, Kenny's going. He's going.
He's on the move.
He doesn't even know it's still in the ballpark. For all he knows, it's gone. Pitch is too high. No challenge. There he goes. The mayor. To get the foul ball. He knows we talk about him, by the way. Whiskey Tango relays to Kenny what we say. Sometimes he gets upset.
It's not a game if you can't ruffle Kenny's feathers a little bit.
The addition, you got to be able to take it. Martinez walks. He becomes the Mets' first base runner. Tying run aboard. Villalobos and Castillo coming up next. Lefties, lefties, lefties. Lefties galore, 7 of 9, including everybody from the 4 spot downward. First pitch, big swing and a miss.
Manager Gilbert Gomez trying to take every advantage he can this afternoon. Try and spark some life into this lineup.
Foul ball, strike two. That one by social media Rich. I warned the guys in the press box on the other side of the fourth floor here that with all the lefties in the lineup for the Mets, expect a foul ball or two in your direction. Save your computers. 0-2 pitch right in there for strike three, and as you can see, Villalobos knew it right away. Three-pitch strikeout.
Yeah, Villalobos not looking for a breaking pitch there. That one dropped right in.
Slider strike three. Now Castillo comes up. First, a check-in on Martinez. A reminder that he's there. Castillo, a happy return to St. Lucie from the complex. Ooh, Martinez is running. Throw by Deschamps to get him. Save! Yero Martinez. Head first slide. Stolen base.
Big surprise. Ambush steal from Yero Martinez, the big first baseman, making his way down to second just in time. Now the Mets with a chance for their first runner in scoring position. Castillo trying to pay it off.
Is trying to spark the offense. Stolen base. Castillo swung and missed wildly. This makes it think it was a hit and run. This ball is pulled foul. And it's nothing and two. And Castillo started the season with St. Lucie, sent down. Came back, sent down again. Now he's back. We'll see if it's a more permanent situation for him here, but he homered in his first start back a couple of days ago. And he swings and misses at the changeup. Back-to-back strikeouts from the 8 and 9 hitters. Just that wicked fade to it. Calde seems to be on point in that walk. So we didn't give a hit the first time through the lineup. DeVincenzio looking for a two-out knock to potentially tie the game. Grounded out to third in his first at-bat, and he takes a slider high. Well, Calde had a bad June, a 10.66 ERA in four starts. July, a different story to this point. Pop-up foul. This one should reach the seats. It will. As John mentioned, the pregame show. Three straight losses coming in. Runs per game in June, 3-6-4-3. A lot of short outings in there. A tapper. All Calde running towards it. Calmly collects. Fires to first. Got him. DeVincenzio is out. Inning is over. Martinez walked and stole second, but is left in scoring position. We go to the fourth. John DeStefano will have the play-by-play for the next three innings. It's 1-0 Blue Jays.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And me, John DeStefano, on our usual perch, the fourth floor broadcasting booth at Clover Park. We've got a duel brewing here, Adam, in the third inning. Both pitchers going very well. Both Felipe De La Cruz and Eliander Acalde facing just one over the minimum so far.
De La Cruz, 39 pitches, Alcalde, 36. The only run in the game, a triple, and then scoring on a wild pitch. That's the only hit, period.
Just two mistakes in the game by De La Cruz, and that is the scoring differential at the moment. Ryan McCarty stands in for his second at bat. 3-for-11 in the series with a double and a triple. Coming off an 0-for-4 day yesterday.
De La Cruz getting a second look at the Dunedin franchise. He did appear out of the bullpen in Game 1 last year in the FSL Championship Game 1. Pitched well, kept the Mets in the game. They were down when he was in the game, but he kept them within reason.
McCarty takes a 1-2 fastball down the left field line for a base hit. Turning for two. And he will cruise safely in with a stand-up leadoff double.
That pitch caught the top of the zone. McCarty, nice level swing out ahead of it. Kept it fair. Good piece of hitting, and now De La Cruz has some work to do to keep it a one-run game. Back to that FSL championship game last year, game one. Yeah, Lionel Ovais started it, scuffled, did the best he could. And De La Cruz relieved him and pitched really well. He gave up a solo home run. That was it. But only one player is back from Dunedin from that lineup. And that is Manuel Beltre, who De La Cruz has retired twice.
Wehler stands in, 0-1 on the day. Of course, coming off that outstanding, terrific night last night here at Clover. Well, he did not make out. Now drives one to left field. Coming on is Paz, able to make the catch. And almost doubling off McCarty, who was tardy getting back to second base, but able to get a foot on just in time.
Well, Paz, and we'll see the replay. He flashes his glove right here. I don't have it. He should have had it. And that certainly, you see a outfielder flash his glove like that, when that's a signal to the defense it's falling. That should not have fallen. He had a real shot at that. Maybe he didn't see it. But clearly the runner on second there, McCarty, thought it was an out because he didn't try to go to third base. So you got the rare base hit with the base runner not advancing. So that should be an out.
It looks like two players got a bad read on that play, one on the base pass, one in the field. But the Blue Jays, the benefactors, man on first and second, nobody out. Beasel Ramirez at the plate. Scored the only run of the game back in the second inning after legging out a triple. De La Cruz misses way inside for ball one. Went to a slider there at 84.
It's kind of the way it's gone for Jeffrey Wehler, though. Even the balls he hit that should be outs winds up as a base hit.
So De La Cruz dealing with some traffic. The 1-0. That's upstairs for ball one or ball two. Ramirez came into the game 1-for-4 in the series. Both hits so far have been triples. The 2-0. Breaking for third is McCarty, and he is safe.
That double steal.
I'll check that. He was run behind as well, so two players advancing on the play. Have to figure that one was drawn up from the dugout.
Yeah, Villalobos didn't get much on that throw. It didn't look like the jumps were very good either.
And now time called. As Ramirez stands back in. Facing a 3-0 count. Cruz delivers a fastball over the outside corner for strike one. Mets have not recorded an out yet this inning. Now trouble to deal with for De La Cruz with men on second and third. The 3-1 is called strike two. Delayed call there at the plate as Ramirez was on his way down to first.
That looked pretty good. The only person that was really surprised in the building was Ramirez. He didn't challenge it.
Now the payoff. Swing and a miss. Strike three.
Maybe he wishes he did challenge a previous pitch if he really thought it was a ball.
Cruz went back to the fastball that time and blew Ramirez away for the first out of the inning. That'll send Angel De Rosario to the plate. He's had a great series so far. Came in 5-for-9 with a home run and two doubles. Now swings through a changeup at 87.
He had a pinch hit, three-run homer to win it last night, and then he followed that the next inning with an RBI double. And that is, you're lucky if this level of pinch hitting is tough to do. To get a double and a home run out of the deal, very impressive.
De La Cruz to the plate. This one swung on and pulled down the line, foul.
So now if you're De La Cruz, you got the first out. Now you're ahead 0-2. He's got to be hunting strikeout, knowing that this game is 1-0. The Mets offense hasn't done anything. Really have to do the best he can to play run prevention baseball here. So it's a matter of trying to get a swing and miss while making sure he doesn't bounce one to the backstop. See, they want the setup low.
A big strikeout there to erase Rosario. Back-to-back K's for De La Cruz.
Yep, and it's the slider again. Perfectly placed. You saw Villalobos set up down there. That's this level, it's dangerous for a catcher to be saying down, down, down because you worry about the spike. But De La Cruz absolutely hit the mitt.
Now J.C. Masson at the plate. Remember back on Wednesday, he was the hero that broke a 5-5 tie with a three-run shot. Since then, he's gone 3-for-9 in the series.
Well, this is a huge at-bat in the game. De La Cruz on the verge of getting out of a second and third no-out situation at the lefty matchup he wants.
1-0 is inside for ball two.
He struck out Masson first time looking, but also have the lefty hitting Deschamps on deck.
Cruz comes back outside ball three. He missed with a slider there. Now behind 3-0.
First base is open. I mean, a walk wouldn't be the absolute worst thing, but after back-to-back strikeouts.
The 3-0 swung on and missed. The changeup came in at 83.
A healthy cut from Masson. He figured he'd be getting a belt-high fastball. He guessed wrong.
Yeah, certainly a pitcher's pitch on 3-0 to drop below the strike zone. But now what does De La Cruz have in store? 3-1, same pitch, same result. Masson way out and on top of that changeup.
Well, the low pitch has certainly gotten De La Cruz back in this inning. I think Masson would lay off that one if it was thrown again. De La Cruz probably have to be in the strike zone to get a swing and miss here.
The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Three straight changeups. Three same results. Masson goes down, and De La Cruz strikes out the final three batters to strand two. It's a 1-0 game at Clover Park.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Oh, we got a bird fight.
Uh-oh.
The birds attacking each other.
Little aerial battle for your Sunday afternoon.
Cameraman John, I guess he's bored with baseball today. He's gonna is he going to be a National Geographic videographer when the offseason comes around?
Well, I think he's gathering his reel together right now. Jeffrey De Los Santos at the plate for St. Lucie. Mets still looking for their first hit of the ball game.
After getting out of that jam, I mean, the Mets got to be thinking that fortunes are on their side today, but still have to produce with the bats to make it so.
Jeffrey, 1-for-9 in the series. He's been on base 5 times, though. He's drawn 4 walks. So showed a good eye at the plate against Dunedin. Now facing a 2-1 count. That fastball was outside. Count moves to 3-1.
It's been too easy for Alcalde the first 3 innings. I think the Mets are going to have to see more pitches.
And now comes back over the plate with a fastball. Count is now full. Alcalde working quickly. This one stung in the air out over third base. Moving over is Wehler into foul territory, and he'll make the catch. One down, bottom of the fourth. Mets have been stymied at the plate so far by Alcalde.
Mets came into this series... came into this day hitting just 207 in the series. Their offense hasn't had much going.
Flato Lara swings through a fastball, strike one.
They've hit some home runs, that's good, but they have not had the inning where they've strung together several hits to drive in runs.
Another fastball, this one put in the air out over first. McCarty fading into foul territory, and he will make the squeeze. Two weekly hit pop-ups, two outs. Alcalde trying to get his way through another inning. He's looking very good while doing it.
He's retired 11-12, just the walk and a 3-2 pitch to Yarel Martinez. That's the only base runner the Mets have had all the way this deep into the fourth inning.
Now Vincent Perozzo stands in. 2-for-10 in the series. Had a home run last night. Now heading the count 1-0. And now drives one down the right field line. That'll stay fair for a base hit. Perozzo digging for second, and he will easily slide in with a two-out, two-bagger.
Well, Vincent Perozzo yesterday with two outs in the fourth slugged a home run. Not a home run today, but a double. The Mets' first hit. And Masson really didn't have a chance to make a play here as Perozzo bustling out of the box makes it easily. A chance to tie it now with another hit.
St. Lucie with something brewing here in the fourth inning. First bad pitch we've seen Alcalde make today. Correll Paz at the plate. Looks at a ball low. Paz just 1-for-12 on the series. But has been on base 4 times. Now looks at another fastball. This one caught the inside corner. Counts 1-1.
Alcalde has done most of his damage today with the fastball. It's been heavy fastball, the occasional slider and changeup. That fastball has been working for him, and he's been sticking with it.
Now went to a curveball that missed as it wrapped around the plate. Has a head in the count at 2-1. McCaldé trying to keep this a one-run ball game. Mets looking to tie things up. The 2-1 is stung in the air to center field, but coming on is Rudd. He'll make the squeeze and the third out. McCaldé keeps the Mets scoreless. We've got a 1-0 game going to the top of the fifth.
Baseball fans, Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We hope you brought your foils and sabers this Sunday afternoon, because we've got a duel going here at Clover Park. Felipe De La Cruz back out on the mound as Nicholas Deschamps puts one in the air past second. Nice play there by Castillo to make the first out. That little bloop just behind second base. Castillo way back there, arriving just in time to make the play. De La Cruz, just one run allowed through four. He has six strikeouts after retiring the final three batters of last inning with men on base. He's done well to deal with traffic so far. Raquel Bendicastro at the plate. He's 1-for-7 in the series. Looks at strike two. De La Cruz went back to the changeup there. Got a swing and a miss. Dropped strike three. Throw down to first in time for the second out. De La Cruz makes quick work of the bottom of the order. It's back to the top for Dunedin and Jaden Rudd. That was Felipe's seventh strikeout. And he's done well, just made a couple of mistakes, but able to shake off men on second and third last inning. He tries to keep this game close for St. Lucie. The 0-1 to Rudd is on the outside corner. Fastball at 94. And now Rudd will take a timeout. Now, the 0-2. Hit on a line to center field. That'll get down for a base hit. And Rudd with a big turn at first. Wisely will trot back. But a two-out single. It's Rudd's first hit of the day. Manuel Beltre now at the plate. Had a solid series as well. He's 5 for 15, coming off a good day yesterday where he was 2 for 5. De La Cruz's first delivery is low, ball one. Change up at 88. Felipe has not looked perturbed when he's allowed base runners so far this game. Now we'll check over to first. Seen a lot of steal attempts this series by the Blue Jays. They've been terrific. Over the last 7 days, they've been 17 for 20. Now fastball at 94. Over for strike one. De La Cruz looking to complete his fifth inning of work. Still a 1-0 ball game. Taking off for second is Rudd. The throw will come in late and behind him. It gets away from Castillo. Run on his way to third. And a steal and a base error on the throw by Villalobos. Just like that. Dunedin with a man on third with two outs in an inning that looked like De La Cruz was going to get through 1-2-3. Now finds himself in a spot with Beltre on a 2-1 count. Swing and a miss. De La Cruz got him with the changeup. Count moves to 2-2. Beltre will take his timeout. A well-pitched game from both sides so far. De La Cruz trying to keep his good start going. The 2-2. Swinging a flare out past first base. It's fading away, foul and out of play. So De La Cruz thought he was going to get out of this inning with what was looking like under 10 pitches. Now with another 2-2 to Beltre, that's inside for ball three. Now with a full count and a good hitter at the plate, will Beltre see a pitch to hit? Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Beltre. And the third straight scoreless inning out of Felipe De La Cruz. He's just allowed four hits so far and one run. That's the difference right now at Clover Park.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Eliander Alcalde looking to keep his great start going here at Clover. Allowed just one hit through four innings. He's been remarkably efficient as well. He's thrown just 50 pitches. Scott Oda at the plate. And rips one down the line. Let's go get down for a base hit. So for the second time today, the Mets put the leadoff man on. And right now looking for something, anything to inject some life into this lineup that's just been shut down so far by the great pitching from Eliander Alcalde. Yero Martinez at the plate. So Alcalde checks Oda at first. Martinez took a walk back in the first. Oda taking off for second. The throw comes in time. Good tag there applied by Beltre as the throw came in up the line. But a well-thrown ball by Deschamps. So we take another look. The Mets testing the young catcher for the second time today. This time Deschamps wins that battle as Martinez looks at strike one. We talked about the Blue Jays' propensity to run this series. You know, they entered this six-game set with the Mets eighth in the league in stolen bases and attempts. But over the last 7 days, they are far and away the most attempts and stolen bases. So give credit to their research department for taking off on these Mets pitchers and being very successful. As Martinez flies out. That'll send Fernando Villalobos to the plate. Hasn't seen a lot of playing time recently. He's 0 for 4 in the series. Alcalde misses with a fastball. Hando batting just 112 on the year. Now the 1-1 from Alcalde. Curveball. Missed the plate. Challenged by Deschamps. And that successful challenge overturned to a strike. So Alcalde now working on a 1-2 count. Swing and a miss from Villalobos. And just another terrific inning from Eliander Alcalde. Two hits through five innings for the Mets. It's Alcalde cruising. Dunedin will come up in the top of the sixth.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Top of the sixth in a 1-0 ball game. Dunedin leading St. Lucie by a score of 1-0. Felipe De La Cruz back out there. He has done a great job of soaking up innings, allowing just 4 hits so far. As the Mets have gotten the bounce-back appearance they needed from their starter, but have no runs to show for it. Ryan McCarty at the dish. He's 1-for-2 on the day. Got on with a leadoff double back in the fourth. Now has 3 extra base hits in the series. The 1-1. Change up low at 84. Very warm, humid day at Clover Park. Few clouds starting to roll in. Fans trying to avoid the sun as best they can today. Very steamy afternoon in Port St. Lucie. McCarty thought he saw ball 4 there. Called strike 2. Now the payoff pitch is upstairs for ball 4.
Number 41, third baseman, Jeffrey Whalen.
And for the 4th inning in a row, Dunedin has a man on base. Jeffrey Whalen will take his turn. 1-for-2 on the day. Had a terrific series so far. McCarty takes off for second, but this one put in the air to right. Caught there by Oda. And a Whaler, or McCarty, Tardy returning to the first base. And a double play. Just a bad base running mistake there. As we take another look, Oda knew the position he was in. Quick throw back to first. The Mets will benefit from a lapse in concentration there by McCarty. You know, understandable that once you take off for second, you know, it's a difficult task to get back on a fly ball hit to shallow right field, but you've got to whip your head around, see where that ball is hit. Now, Beasley Ramirez facing a 2-0 count. Swings through a fastball at 92. So De La Cruz trying to get a little help from his defense. Maybe give the assist to Ryan McCarty as well. Ramirez takes time out. Now the 2-2 is hit on the ground towards short, fielded there by Villavicencio, on to first for the third out. De La Cruz able to shake off a base runner for the fourth consecutive inning. We've got a close one. Mets will send Castillo, Villavicencio, and De Los Santos. When we come back, you're watching Mets Baseball on Valley Live.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We've had a pitching change. New pitcher out on the mound for Dunedin. Leander Acalde's day is done. His replacement, right-handed pitcher Joey Murray. So Acalde certainly did his work. Went five scoreless innings, allowing just two hits. Struck out four and walked one. So a terrific bounce-back start. After you heard Adam mention, he sported a 10 ERA in the month of June. Now got through five without allowing a run. So Murray takes over. Luis Castillo at the plate. Fouls that one away. Count is 1-2. Now Murray misses outside with a curveball. Called strike three as Castillo goes down. Murray, one of the old heads right now on this Dunedin team. He's on minor league rehab assignment. 26 years old, out of Dublin, Ohio. Was added to the Blue Jays back in 2019. Was their eighth round draft pick out of Kent State. Leadoff batter, Kevin Villavicencio at the plate. Had a very good series so far, though he's 0 for 2 today. Of course, you can't forget that Grand Slam home run he hit back on Wednesday. His first home run of the year that made it a 5-0 ball game. By all accounts, should have been enough for the Mets to get out of there with a victory. But Dunedin quietly chipped away till J.C. Masson broke things open in the eighth inning with a 3-run home run. That would be all the Blue Jays needed. 2-1 to Villavicencio is inside. And now ahead in the count at 3-1. Murray comes back inside with ball four. So again, the Mets put their leadoff man on. But they have not had much to show for it this afternoon. Jeffrey De Los Santos now at the plate. As Villavicencio takes off for second, the ball goes to the backstop. So Villavicencio will make it in unchallenged. And the Mets have a man in scoring position once again with one out. We talked about clutch hitting in the pregame show. How St. Lucie in some dire need of that this series. They're 0 for 3 on the day with men in scoring position. De Los Santos swings through a changeup at 85. And that's what you need in close ball games. Can you come through in the big moments? So often these games are decided just by a series of moments. As Murray steps off, it's his first disengagement. Villavicencio with great speed out on second base. De Los Santos way out in front of a curveball. Great action on that hook from Murray. Now a long hold from Murray, and he steps off. I think he saw the pitch clock about to expire. So a good, smart play there to not take an automatic ball. Now Villavicencio breaks for third. The pitch is swung on and missed. Villavicencio is safe. So a swipe of third, but De Los Santos down on strikes. So two stolen bases in the at-bat by Villavicencio. Now Wilfredo Lara at the plate. Team leader in home runs. He's had a decent series. Hit his 9th home run on Friday. He's 5 for 17 against these Blue Jays. Now out in front of a curveball, strike 2. Lara will take his time. So the Mets with just 2 hits on the day, trying to scratch across a run here in the 6th. Murray's 0-2. Swung on, and that will get down for a base hit. Villavicencio comes home, and the Mets have tied things up. Great piece of hitting there from Lara as he watched another curveball drop in, but he was ready for it and stung it in the air on a line to left. That the Mets just their third hit of the ball game. That'll send Vincent Perozzo to the plate. He's 1-for-2 on the day. And that pitch is challenged by Dunedin. And it will stay a ball. Small lead from Lara. Now the 1-0 from Murray. That's upstairs, ball two. We've already seen Kevin Villavicencio steal twice here with two outs. Wonder if we'll see Lara on the move this at bat. But now Murray misses again, count 3-0. Rosso likely taking here. Now goes down and gets one, but pulls it down the line foul. You have to figure he swung at ball four there. So 3-1 the count. Now a slightly larger lead for Lara. Murray delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike two. He went back to the curveball, and that has been his most effective pitch. He's gotten a lot of swings and misses this inning out of the Mets hitters. Count is 3-2. Two outs. Tie game. Bottom of the sixth. There goes Lara, but down goes Perozzo as he swings and misses at the changeup. But the Mets get a run to tie it up. We'll go to the top of the seventh with Ramirez, Del Rosario, and Masson batting in a tie game.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Back at Clover Park, Adam McDonald, John DeStefano. John, thanks so much for doing those middle three innings. Hey, I left you down 1-0, and it's now tied 1-1. And the Mets will turn it over to Jimmy Loper and the bullpen as we start the seventh inning. What a performance by Felipe De La Cruz. Looked well-rested and sharp after pitching for the first time in 2 weeks, 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, and 8 strikeouts. Quality start for Felipe. And now Loper takes over. Felipe off the hook. Left down 1-0. Angel Del Rosario was the batter. Loper's first pitch is grounded foul past third. So here we go again. Seventh inning tie game. It's been that way now in, what, four of the five games, seventh inning or later, tie game. Dunedin has won three of the first four. And it has largely been because they have been able to beat up on the Mets bullpen. But Loper is essentially the best reliever the Mets have going, the best true reliever. Got guys like De La Cruz, Saul Garcia, Christopher Vasquez, they are more the piggyback number two starters. True reliever Loper. This is outside, and it's 1-1. This is Jimmy's second appearance of this series. This fastball just missed, 2-1.
And if the last four games have shown us anything, it's just how badly needed a reliable bullpen arm is right now on this staff. Loper trying to make a case that it's him.
2-1 pitch is popped up, foul. That one will be out of reach. Over the netting, no play for Yarrell at first. Loper pitched an inning in the third on Thursday. A hit, no runs, but two inherited runs scored. He came in that base-loaded situation, got a two-strike count, and then tried to go up high but didn't get up high enough, and Del Rosario smacked a two-run single. Those runs charged to Calderon. So here's the rematch of Del Rosario and Loper. 2-2 pitch in the dirt. It's a full count. Del Rosario today has grounded out and struck out. Payoff pitch, and it's jam shot for a foul strike, and that one looked like it stung. I think Del Rosario is going to be given a moment to regroup. The pitch clock is off.
And never comfortable taking stingers on the inside part of the bat. You know, even with a wooden bat, that vibration, more of a surprise than anything, kind of shocks you back into reality once you feel that between your thumbs.
3-2 pitch is sent foul. I'll do it again.
I've always wondered at the college level, how do players deal with those stingers off the aluminum bats? Those must be violent.
3-2 pitch. He gets the strikeout on the high fastball. Oprah begins his outing with the K. Yeah, especially those northern teams. About teams in the Big Ten and the cold weather. Those jam shots. El Rosario could have been on first base as the go-ahead run, but he chases badly. Brings up J.C. Massone. Probably pleased to see a lefty. He struck out twice against Felipe, and a strike is delivered. Should mention that Felipe De La Cruz, he did pitch last Sunday. That game was suspended. That's why you look and he hasn't pitched an official game in 2 weeks. He went three innings, one run in that game. And that's going to be resumed on July 14th. Who knows? Maybe he'll pick it up. We are a ways away from that. 1-1 breaking ball. Good pitch. Strike two. Loper hits the glove. But Massone will not chase. Two balls, two strikes. Foul tip, strike three. Loper climbs the ladder. He has struck out consecutive batters in the seventh inning. That's the pitch he wanted upstairs a couple of days ago. Gets it here. And it brings up Deshams, who's 0-2. the ground out and a pop out. The 6, 7, 8, 9 hitters 0 for 10 today in the Dunedin lineup. Breaking ball, strike two, and Jimmy Loper is just super sharp right now. Two hits the mitt again, but it's taken by Deschamps. One, two pitch, breaking ball swung on and missed. Deschamps strikes out. Oates dropped the throw to first. Martinez on the bag for out number three. Oh, a near calamity for Villalobos. As he dropped strike three, you see the first base coach not happy, thought that Yarilmar's off the bag. He got the toe back on. Loper strikes out the side, and it's stretch time at Clover Park of a 1-1 game.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We have a new pitcher in the bottom of the seventh inning, another minor league rehabber, Anders Tolhurst. Pitched well against the Mets earlier this series and well against the Mets last year in game one of the FSL Championship Series. Blue Jays have rolled out several minor league rehabbing pitchers in this series. Burrell Paz, the first batter for Tolhurst to face, fouls one straight back. Paz today, two flyouts to center. Be followed by Oda and Martinez. 5, 6, 7 hitters in the order. And a 1-1 game. Another toss-up. A 1 pitch, a grounder to the third baseman, Whaler. Well positioned, throws out Paz for the first out of the seventh. Pass drops to 0-for-3. He's hit right at him. Joey Murray, the first minor league rehabber out of the bullpen for Dunedin today. An inning, a hit, a run, a walk, and three strikeouts. 23 pitches, 13 strikes, lost the grip on a 1-0 lead. Bullpen will decide this game. Alcalde won't get a win. De La Cruz won't get a loss. Swing and a miss on a high fastball by Oda, who singled in the fifth and then was promptly caught stealing second. One of just two hits off of Alcalde. curveball too high. When at 76, we saw Murray throw a curveball 69 miles per hour last inning. 1-1 fastball, strike two at 94. Oda lashes one foul. Tolhurst, 22 years old. He was drafted in the 23rd round in 2019 out of Grossmont College. We narrowed that down to California. Ground ball, deep to second, sliding stop by DeCastro. Gets up and makes the good throw. Blue Jays defense has been good all series. They come in the second-rated defense in the FSO, only behind Clearwater. Several fine plays this week, including that one.
Yeah, you can add that one to just a growing list in this series. Saw a couple of diving stops last night. That one play in the field sliding near the right field wall was just outstanding a couple of nights ago.
And that was Roque Salinas almost craning his neck against the wall to make a diving catch. There's Martinez, who has walked and popped up. He slices this one down the line, but it goes foul. You're wondering at this stage in the game, with it being 1-1, Blue Jays four hits, Mets three, if somebody doesn't get into one, warm day, if the ball will fly with no wind. This game ends 2-1. Martinez certainly a candidate. Five home runs this year, but he's in an 0-2 hole. He grounds this one sharply to first. McCarty will take it himself for the 1-2-3 inning. Martinez grounds out. That sends us to the eighth. It stays 1-1.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
You see the numbers on the Mets.
Those
bullpen
of you on the front line.
This series, not pretty. Now, a lot of that damage has been done in two of the games. A couple other games, the Mets bullpen has been okay. So, Loper, a scoreless inning in the seventh. He struck out the side. The Mets need more of that, as the bullpens will determine this game. Mets have made a defensive change. Dairon Campos has replaced Jeffrey De Los Santos in center field. As Loper begins inning number two. De Los Santos 0-3 today. Still coming back from the sprained ankle, broken toe. He is subbed out. Hopefully he's okay. This ball is fouled back again. Extremely hot. Scoreboard temperature started at 91 degrees. Today at 12:10, Here we are at 155. It's climbed to 98. Probably feels like 108. There is no breeze. There is no cloud cover. A lot of dehydrated guys, I'm sure, after this one's finished. Now they'll have the night off and early tomorrow to rest up before tomorrow's big July 3rd game. 1-2 pitch coming to Raquel Bendicastro, and what's the pause here? Pitch timer violation on Loper. That'll make it a ball and two strikes. And again, with the bases empty, you can step off, but you got to get back on and throw it before the clock expires. They do not reset the clock when you step off with the bases empty. So some confusion there, it appeared. Clock doesn't stop. A check swing foul. It's a 2-2 count. And Yandre Rojas yesterday for Dunedin. Pitch clock violation. For a walk. 2-2 pitch. It's popped up. That one looks like it might be in the stands. See, Castillo's now at first base. Oh, so here we go. So we try to get all this. De Los Santos is still in the game. He's at second. Castro moved to first, so it looks like Castillo moved to first, so it looks like it's Martinez who's out. 2-2 pitch is hit into center field at Campos. He spies it and catches it. And Raquel Bendicastro is out number one.
You know, it's interesting, Adam, you mentioned the temperature outside, such a warm day at 98, and you know, you talked about the difference, the ball will fly a little bit further on hot days. You know the stats behind that?
I do not.
At all? So every 3 degrees, or every 10 degrees above 72 degrees, the ball generally flies 3 feet further on a similar launch angle, similar velocity hit ball. So at 98, you'd expect the ball to fly about 8 to 9 feet further than it would at above last year's MLB average of 72 degrees. So that's something that can turn a track ball into a home run in short order.
I was told there'd be no math.
Well, I don't want to bore you with any further, you know, statistics, simply something that's beyond my understanding, you know, the meteorology of it all, but
no, the meme of from The Hangover with Zach Galifianakis at the blackjack table with all the numbers going on behind him. That's that's what's going on right now for me. 3 feet further per 3 degrees. We haven't had a home run today. Mets have done a lot of work with the long ball this series. They had a 3-home run game a couple of nights ago. And their 1 win in the series.
And the Blue Jays, too, to great effect, they've used the long ball. They changed a couple of games with some big swings. Of course, Masson on Wednesday, Del Rosario last night. Those were both 3-run shots. And they completely changed the complexion of those ball games.
1-2 pitches fouled away. You wonder, it's a hot day, day game after night game. It's deep into the series now. Maybe if guys aren't just slightly more tired. Of course, the pitching's been really good. I think that probably the main culprit. 1-2 pitch, check swing on the appeal. Damian Fry said no. 2-2 on Rudd. Got one out, bases empty in the top of the eighth of a 1-1 game. Rudd from the top spot today. Hit by pitch and a single, along with the ground out. 2-2 pitch, he swings and misses at the fastball. Loper ramps it up to 92 miles per hour. He's retired all 5 batters he's faced with 4 strikeouts. Straight overpowered Rudd with that pitch.
You love to see it in a bullpen that's been struggling. Loper really establishing himself this afternoon.
Manuel Beltre next. He's 0 for 3. Now, we know Loper at this point is really the most reliable arm that Gilbert Gomez has available to him, and Gilbert brings Loper in as the first reliever of the afternoon to set the tone. As opposed to saving him for a ninth inning, bring him in when it's 1-1, keep the game tied, and then if you get the lead in the eighth or ninth, figure it out the rest of the way. But too many relievers have come in and immediately, you know, runs go up and it's too much to overcome for the offense, which has struggled in its own rights. And you bring in Lopert to keep things basically where they are. Beltre behind 1-2. And if Jimmy keeps pitching this way, he's going to pitch himself right on up to Brooklyn. Double-edged sword for the St. Lucie Mets. Fastball, strike three. Beltre knew it. That's a massive performance here by Jimmy Loper. Two perfect innings with five strikeouts in a 1-1 game.
Lines in the back of the house. Making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible. With affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Another inning, another pitcher for the Blue Jays. It's Davis Feldman making his first appearance of the week. 25-year-old from Eastern Michigan. 6 foot, 190 pounds. It'll be his fourth game and his second out of the bullpen. He's 1-1 with a 6.10 ERA. Villalobos leads it off for the Mets, and this ball is spiked. For ball one. Feldman last pitched two innings against Clearwater on June 24th. There's this change at four strike, and it's 1-1. Who will blink first? Getting down to the wire. Here's this wild swing by Villalobos, who has struck out twice today. On a day where pitchers have been really good, the bottom of the orders have suffered the price of that. Villalobos and Castillo combined 0 for 4, 4 strikeouts. And, of course, nobody from below fifth in the lineup for Dunedin has gotten on base. 2-2 pitch, fouled back. In the bottom, 4 for Dunedin, 0 for 12, 6 strikeouts. Two-two pitch. Foul to stay alive. Castillo next, then back to the top and Villavicencio. Swing and a miss for strike three. Three-strikeout game for Villalobos. One gone in the bottom of the eighth inning. Well, how did we get here? 1-1. In the second inning, Abizel Ramirez hit a one-out triple. He scored on a wild pitch. was against Felipe De La Cruz. Mets, Villavicencio basically took it into his own hands in the sixth inning. He walked with one out, stole second, stole third on a strikeout, and scored on a two-strike single by Wilfredo Lara to tie the game. That's it. Castillo swings and misses. You go back to the key sequence in the game, the fourth inning. Ryan McCarty led off with a double. Wehler then singled, but McCarty stayed at second. He thought the ball was going to be caught by Paz and left. Then they both executed a double steal, so there was nobody out, second and third. And De La Cruz struck out three consecutive batters to keep it a 1-0 deficit. Castillo swings and misses on a changeup, and it's 1-2. Now he is in danger of a 3-strikeout game. Grounds at foul, pass first. Breaking ball inside. 2-2. Full count.
Just a steady diet of sliders to the last two batters on two strikes.
Foul to stay alive.
Came back with a fastball there. That was a good pitch. An emergency hack by Castillo to put it out of play.
Swing and a miss on the changeup. Castillo strikes out for the third time. Bottom of the order for both sides continues to be a black hole. That would have been ball four. Take your base. Back to the top, and Villavicencio has a home run in this series. A grand slam was on Wednesday. Again, the walk and the run last time up. Takes ball one.
Yeah, Villavicencio is such a gamer. Not the first time this year we've seen him try and get his dugout fired up, try and do what he can to take over a game. We've seen him steal two bases in an at-bat twice already this season.
He's ahead 2-0. Now 3-0. As Feldman hasn't exactly filled up the strike zone. He's gotten plenty of swings on pitches that have not been in the zone and have helped him out. Villavicencio will take a four-pitch walk, and he is the go-ahead run on first base. And again, he stole second and third last time, testing out Deshams, the catcher. A lot of off-speed pitches coming out of the right hand of Feldman. I'd expect Villavicencio to try to take off early in this at-bat. Here's De Los Santos, who's 0-for-3. A short lead for Villavicencio. Imagine they're going to pay attention to him. A slide step home and a fastball. That's a good pitch. And he got it home quickly.
And the Mets have done well when they've taken off. They're 3-for-4 with stolen bases.
This pitch low. And the way Feldman just delivered these first two pitches, with that quick slide step, that's going to make it tough. And even on a off-speed pitch like that in the dirt, and got home fast. Villavicencio doesn't have a big lead either. Pitch is high, 2-1. And again, the waiting game might be the way to go here. This is 6 out of 7 pitches out of the zone from Feldman. Ground ball foul, and it's 2-2. He's throwing 23 pitches now this inning. One more ball than, or one more strike than a ball. 12-11. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Feldman strikes out three batters in the eighth inning. DeVincenzo stranded on first after his two-out walk. We are going to the ninth on this hot Sunday, tied at one.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The out-of-town score you don't see there is that Daytona-Tampa score. No score in the eighth inning between the Tarpons and the Tortugas over at Steinbrenner Field. Of course, Daytona off to a red-hot start, 6-1 in the second half, leading the Mets by 3.5 games. A toss-up here, a toss-up there. Jimmy Loper's going to give it a go in a third inning. He has retired everybody he's faced, six strikeouts. An easy living for Jimmy. He's only throwing 32 pitches. He throws ball one to McCarty, and then a strike, a curveball. McCarty, a double and a walk in his last two trips up. Breaking ball swung on and missed, or strike two. Looper keeping them off balance. One-two pitch, a soft pop-up into shallow center. Three Mets are there, and it's DeVincenzo. A sure-handed defender makes the play. So you saw one drop between left and center yesterday, and with three converging, DeVincenzo takes charge. The Blue Jays don't have a hit since two outs in the fifth inning. Here's Wehler, 5-for-5 yesterday, 1-for-3 today. Flew into that double play in the sixth inning. He takes ball one outside. Bounce this one to the backstop.
Yeah, just a crazy sequence back in that sixth inning. McCarty was on first. He broke for second to steal, but didn't get his head whipped around in time when the ball was played into right field. And just a lapse in concentration, wasn't able to get back in time. And Oda made a good throw to double him off.
Ground ball sharply hit. Good adjustment by De Los Santos on to first. Two up, two down. Loper, eight batters, eight outs. He's going for three perfect innings of relief for a bullpen that desperately needs it. Now he's showing the rest of the relievers the way, isn't he?
Well, he certainly is. Certainly the class of this bullpen staff.
Stop me if you've heard this before, John. The key to his success, he throws strikes. He gets ahead. Not enough guys in the Mets bullpen have been doing that this year.
Life gets so much easier when you work from ahead in the count. We've seen numerous St. Lucie pitchers with huge disparities in their ERAs when they're ahead and compared to when they're behind. And Loper.
Oh, what a stop at first base. That's a fair ball. Castillo gets to the bag. That's an out. It's a 1-2-3 inning. Luis Castillo moving from second to first base the last couple innings. Saves maybe a double or a triple down the line. A Loper, three perfect innings of relief. The Mets will have a chance to win this game in the bottom of the ninth.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Grayson Thurman is the fourth reliever of the afternoon for Donnie Murphy's Blue Jays, trying to get this game to extra innings. Mets looking for their second walk-off win of the season. Their previous one came on a Sunday, a low-scoring game in 10 innings, 3-2 over the Clearwater Threshers. That was back on May 28th. It will be the heart of the order, Lara, Perozzo, and Paz against the righty Thurman. In a scoreless inning turned in by Davis Feldman in the eighth. No hits, one walk, and three strikeouts. Lara tied the game in the sixth with the two-out single on a two-strike pitch. And he fouls this one away as Thurman comes straight over the top. Now Lara does lead St. Lucie in home runs with 9. Right over the top, and he pops it a mile high. Whaler, the third baseman, makes the catch near the line. Route number 1. So a dangerous hitter, and is retired by Thurman. You can tell that Lara had the uppercut swing trying to end this game. That's what the Mets have to battle against. Everybody wants to hit the home run, be the hero. The Mets haven't manufactured a lot of runs this series. They haven't collected a lot of consecutive hits. It's been the home run ball primarily. Here's Perozzo. He takes the ball high. I mean, Perozzo had a home run yesterday. The Mets scored 3 runs. They scored 5 runs on Wednesday. 4 came on a grand slam. Scored 4 runs and a 4-3 win on Friday. All 4 runs came via the long ball. As Perozzo tries for the home run here. Well, with the way the series is going, maybe that's got to be the strategy. Good pitch, a strike. Now Thurman works ahead. This is the 21st relief appearance by Thurman. He's got 4 saves. Misses away here. 24-year-old from Lynchburg College in Virginia. His first appearance of this series. Hasn't pitched since June 23rd. Talked about with the Mets relievers. They look rusty. Thurman does not. He gets this ball fouled away. Broken bat, soft liner caught at second base by DeCastro. Two outs. And all that stands between this game and extras is Carell Paz. Paz is 0 for 3. Doesn't have a home run this season yet with St. Lucie. If he makes an out, he would be the runner at second base in the bottom of the 10th. First pitch, ball one low.
Yeah, the Mets right now just looking for a base runner.
Ball two low.
Something to get things started here in the ninth inning.
Well, it was a couple weeks ago, the Mets were at Jupiter. As we have a challenge, and that's a loss. Both teams have lost two challenges now. Dunedin has one challenge. Both teams have one remaining. 2-0 pitch. Paz will golf this one into left field. And on comes Del Rosario to make the play. That's the third out. I was going to say there was a game a couple of weeks ago where Jupiter put together three straight two-out hits and worked a walk-off, but that will not happen today. Free baseball when we come back to Clover Park.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
10th inning at Clover Park, and there's a new pitcher on the mound for the Mets. It's Bailey Reed, a right-hander who was capped off by the Cubs, picked up by the Mets. Has pitched fairly well since arriving in St. Lucie. This will be his biggest outing in a St. Lucie uniform. 10th inning, 1-1. Go-ahead run placed on second base. That is Abizel Ramirez who grounded out to end the 10th inning. So what a job by Jimmy Loper. Three perfect innings. The game tied at one. Helped get this game to extras. And now the Mets were hoping to get a run in there and use Jimmy's perfect outing to get a win. Didn't quite turn out that way. But nonetheless, nine innings pitched by the Mets and one run allowed after 10 runs yesterday. A massive turnaround. Two really good pitchers on the mound. Del Rosario is the batter. First pitch comes in and he pops it back foul for strike one. We all know the extra inning rules by now. The last batter to make an out in the ninth is placed on second. That was Ramirez after he grounded out sharply to first. Mets will put Carell Paz at second in the bottom of the 10th. Breaking ball too high. This is the third extra inning game for the Mets. They are 1-1 in extra inning games, both here at home. Losing to Daytona, last home stand, beating Clearwater that May 28th game. Line drive over the head of Villavicencio. Throw will come in to no man's land. Backed up by Villalobos, a sharp single by Del Rosario, who had been 0 for 3. Ramirez, the go-ahead run, travels down to third base. It was hit too sharply for him to go home and score. So Bailey Reed finds himself in quite a bind now. Almost have to accept that the runner at third is going to score. Try to keep that runner at first on the base.
Yeah, difficult proposition for Reed right now. With runners at the corners, like you said, Adam, you just have to pretend that guy on third, you know, is likely coming in, but you still have to make your pitch and try and get out of this inning to limit whatever scoring the Blue Jays can make.
Del Rosario trying to steal. He will go back on the foul. Massone the hitter. We're entering the territory now where it's been a black hole for the Blue Jays. And these bottom four hitters entering the 10th inning, 0 for 12, 7 strikeouts. Massone has 3 of those strikeouts. Now Del Rosario got a hit. Now 1 for 13 in the bottom four. Runner goes again. No throw. Stolen base. Could almost see that coming. So now Mets in really a tough spot. 2 in scoring position and no outs.
Yeah, just a huge jump that time for De Rosario. Reed didn't look over. Almost functioned as a blind steal.
Breaking ball for a strike. Now Reed could really use a strikeout here. He pitched earlier in this series a perfect inning with 2 strikeouts on the 29th. Someone trying to avoid the golden sombrero. He cannot. He strikes out swinging. Reed, huge strikeout for the first out of the inning.
Yeah, big time pitch right there. He's going to need a few more of those. He's going to keep the Jays off the board. In a very tall proposition with just one out.
Curveball with late biting action. Here's Deschamps. Infield stays in. Deschamps 0 for 3. Ground out, pop out, strikeout. Reed's first pitch. Curveball. Missed away. See the double clutch by Villalobos. Was hopeful for a strike. Will not use the challenge. Slider swung on and missed. Slider swung on and missed, strike 2. Bailey Reed gave up that single to Del Rosario on a pitch that was up. He's lived down in the zone most of the time since.
Looks like he's found his delivery now, though. Looks in rhythm. Trying to battle back here in a tough 10th inning.
Pressure now on Deschamps with the 1-2 pitch to make contact. And he takes changeup away. Runner on third, no outs, pressure's on the pitcher. Once you get one out and 2 strikes, then it starts to switch to the other side. Two-two. Foul off to the left, a fastball 94. Good try by Reed, giving Deschamps a different look. Two-two. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Reed pulls the string on a breaking ball and strikes out DeShams for the second out of the inning. Huge pitch again.
Beautiful here as it drops completely out of the zone. Just terrific action. 12-6 vertical drop. And Reed, after retiring the first two batters, wouldn't that be something if he was able to battle back in this inning, keep the Blue Jays off the board?
Now we're second and third, no outs. Now there's second and third, two outs. It's down to Raquelvin DeCastro. He takes a sharp slider for strike one. And this is some money pitching right now by Bailey Reed, but not out of the woods yet. Oh, one pitch. Whoa, what a stop. What a stop. What a stop. Saves a wild pitch and the tie.
How many times have we seen it this year? Fernando Villalobos, this time with a backhanded pick.
And all those breaking balls that Reed's really been forced into throwing, looking for weak contact or no contact. They've done a remarkable job not throwing one in the dirt until right there. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, too high, and we're going to have a challenge. Yeah, I think that's worth the challenge. It's a strike. Well, I'll tell you what, Fernando Villalobos almost not in time. That was right on the brink of allowing that challenge to be requested.
Well, you have to figure, if not now, when? That's the perfect spot to use that challenge late in this game.
It's got to be almost simultaneous. That was on the borderline. 1-2 to DeCastro, and he pops one into shallow right field. Long run for Oda. He will make the play. Bailey Reed, what a job to get out of trouble. Second and third, no outs, strikeout, and this harmless fly tracked down by Oda. When we come back in the bottom of the 10th, the Mets are set up with the winning run at second base.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hi, home cameraman Josh, hoping to capture a winning moment today here at Clover Park. There's another one of the camera guys, John, trying to capture maybe the winning moment. Well, we have one. Grayson Thurman in a tough spot, probably thought he'd be pitching with the lead. Maybe by two runs. Now, going to take a big effort to get this game to the 11th. First pitch, oof, Oda fouls one off his front foot. He'll hobble around. Correll Paz is the winning run at second base. Get another look at Oda pounding one right, oof, off the side of his foot. That hit the foot, not that ankle guard from Anthony Oliveri, the trainer, will come out. So you saw the plan right away. Oda swinging away, not bunting. Some thought that maybe you'd bunt Oda with Oda get Paz to third, setting up Dairon Campos, who's in the on-deck circle. That will not be the case. At least it would not appear. Well, maybe now with Oda hobbled. Think about something different, but he's taking the swings there. One pitch, Oda, ground ball right side. This will do the trick. Castro makes the throw. One down. And Dairon Campos coming to the plate with a chance to walk it off.
I've seen a lot of small ball and some great fundies by Dunedin so far this series. And the Mets trying to scratch across a run to win the game here in the 10th.
This will be Campos' first at-bat of the game. Remember, he subbed in for Yarel Martinez, who left. Unknown reasons there. First pitch, way over the top of a breaking ball. Can't be over-anxious. Has to let the pitch come to him. Clearly over-eager right there. Winning run 90 feet away. Infield in for the Jays. 0-1 pitch. Pop-up, not deep enough. It's the second baseman, DeCastro, makes the catch. No tag from Paz. Campos can't get it done. Got it in the air, but not even to the grass. Well, maybe to the grass. So it's up to Villalobos, who is 0 for 3, 3 strikeouts today. Again, the Mets had a great opportunity here. Still do. Ground out and a pop out. He needs to come up with a hit. At this point, the Mets will take a wild pitch, a pass ball. Thurman throws one for a strike at the knees. Villalobos only hitting .110 on the season. Three at-bats, three strikeouts today. Ground ball, first base. We're going to the 11th. Major missed opportunity for the Mets. Major, major.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucimets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
It's hard to feel that there's not a sense of a letdown given what just transpired, John, with Bailey Reed doing such a remarkable job to put up a zero and the Mets missing out on a chance to win the game.
Yeah, you got to pick up your pitcher in the bottom of the inning and pay this off with a hit or a fly ball deep enough to get the run in. Just a big-time failure by Mets batting. But this game, far from over. You know, we reset, go to the 11th, and run it back with the same situation. We'll put a man back on second base. and they'll play, you know, until a run scores.
Mets bullpen has been tremendous today. Four innings, no runs. They're going to ask for another great performance out of Luis A. Rodriguez, his second appearance of this series. Hard thrower, had a great time over in the Complex League. His second appearance of this series. But now you're getting to pitchers you did not intend to use. Rodriguez, a scoreless inning on Thursday night. And we'll throw a breaking ball to Rudd for ball one. So Raquel Bendicastro, who flew out to end the top of the 10th, will lead off the top of the 11th at second base as that free runner. Rodriguez, the breaking ball outside, and already he's missed in, he's missed out. Rudd, 1-for-3, the single and a hit by pitch. This is the top of the lineup batting as well, so you got through the bottom of the order. Now you have to face the top because the offense didn't get a hit or a fly ball. Two-oh pitch is pop foul, fastball at 90 miles an hour. So Reed went one inning, one hit, no runs, no walks, two strikeouts, 17 pitches, 12 strikes. He's starting to enter that trusted reliever circle there, along with Loper. 2-1 pitch is popped up, and that one's going to maybe be playable, maybe not. Third row. Slight breeze is starting to blow in from right field and center. I don't know if that might have helped that ball get out of play. Two-two pitch, ground ball up the middle. That's going to go out to Villavicencio, who makes the play to retire Rudd. DeCastro is off on contact. Now he's down to third base with one out. Even if that was played by Rodriguez, I mean, DeCastro is already close to halfway there.
And that's the second inning in a row here in bonus baseball. Dunedin has moved the runner to third. So they're asking another tough test here from Rodriguez.
Beltre, the batter, takes a slider for a strike. He's had a tough game from the two-hole. 0-for-4, two strikeouts. And a lot of hitters that have a tough day. I mean, we are in the 11th inning, and Dunedin has five hits, the Mets three. Pitch is inside a curve, and it's 1-1.
And the good news for the Mets is when they've put pitchers in spots this afternoon, they've all come through with flying colors. Really only one mistake, and that was, well, it seems like ages ago now, back in the second inning.
Breaking ball too high. A challenge. This one, I think, stayed high. It is a ball, and the Mets are out of challenges. So one challenge win for the Mets today, three losses. They're at the mercy of Alex Lawry's strike zone the rest of the game. 2-1 pitch, and that's a wild one. It gets away from Villalobos, and the go-ahead run is in. Ground out and a wild pitch, and it's 2-1 Dunedin. Both runs today for Dunedin have scored on wild pitches. Nope, Rodriguez didn't even give himself a chance to get out of it.
Yeah, this one slipped badly. No chance at all for Villalobos to block it. Tried to slide in front of it. Ball skipped away. He never saw it when he went to turn around. And we've got a 2-1 ball game.
It's a 3-1 count on Beltre. Now it's about making sure that that's the only run in the inning. Foul, strike two. Again, the Mets are going to receive the same courtesy. The runner on second base. That'll be Villalobos in all likelihood. Unless they pinch run for him. They might. 3-2 pitch is fouled away. Villalobos, we saw him come in to fill in for the injured Perozo earlier in the series as a pinch runner. And was slow-footed, caught at home plate trying to score on a wild pitch. Got to figure he's got to be exhausted back there catching in this heat. Ground ball, weakly hit out to short. Villavicencio boots it. E6. On the normally reliable Villavicencio muffs an easy one. I think he picked his head up before he had the ball. Now you don't want this inning to spiral. A wild pitch and an error. I'll bring up McCarty. Got some dangerous hitters lurking. Starting with McCarty, who's doubled today. 1-for-4. Just one of the better days offensively for a player in this game. Takes a strike. Breaking ball, grounded to third. Lara will have one play to make. It's at first. Good throw. Nice hold by Castillo. McCarty out, and Beltre up to second. And Whaler's going to come up. And this almost feels like, John, the game is in the balance. And a hit here, and it's a 3-1 game. That's going to be awfully tough for the Mets to overcome with the way the bats have gone today. You get out of this inning, you're going to have the tying run in scoring position, nobody out. So this is, needless to say, big moment as Whaler swings and misses at a curveball. Whaler, after going 5-for-5 yesterday, is 1-for-4 today. The single back in the fourth inning. One pitch, check swing. It looked like he went. He did. On appeal, Davian Fry said yes. Nothing in two. Too far off. Ball goes trickling into center field. It'll be kicked around by Villavicencio, and Beltre goes to third. Well, the Mets had him picked off. Villavicencio's going to run this ball back in. Now, that will be a throwing error on Rodriguez.
Yeah, big-time trouble on this play for the Mets. You can't see it on replay, but in fact, if Villavicencio was able to grab that ball off the grass on his first attempt, he would have had a good chance to get him at third. But the ball squibbed away from him once again, so a couple mishandled plays by the Mets. And boy, you'd hate to see this run come around and score and make it a 3-1 game.
Well, that won't be the case. Mets get away with two errors in the inning, but a wild pitch scores the go-ahead run. Mets will have their chance to respond in the bottom of the 11th, trailing 2-1.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets, and make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Fernando Villalobos will indeed be the free runner at second. And with Yoel Martinez already out of the game, not sure why Mets bench is even shorter. You got Hernandez and Jet Williams. Now Jet getting the full day off, won't be pinch running here. So Villalobos at second as the tying run. You have Castillo, Villavicencio, and De Los Santos all trying to get Villavicencio or Villalobos in to tie this game. Send it to a 12th. Thurman wraps in strike one, which Thurman had to get out of that inning in the 10th. He got a ground out, a pop out, and a ground out. It was really that easy. Castillo's 0 for 3, 3 strikeouts. At least needs to try to pull the ball right side and get Villalobos down to third base. And he takes the ball high.
Yeah, for the Mets, really important to understand the position you're in. You're far from out of this game. In fact, in extra innings, when the visiting team scores first, they only win about 52% of the time if they have a one-run lead. So the Mets, with a real shot to get back in this one, have to score here.
A fly into center. Charging in is Rudd. It's going to drop! It's going to drop! And now the Mets have the tying run at third base and the winning run at first. Some confusion there in the shallow area in center field with Rudd and DeCastro. Masson and Wright coming over. As we see it again, DeCastro waved at it. I don't know if Rudd eased off because he felt the footsteps of DeCastro, but the Mets, I think, gifted one there, perfectly placed by Castillo. And now Villavicencio at the plate. Infield is back for Dunedin, almost like they're surrendering the tie. Villavicencio has walked the last two times up, grounded out the first two times. Grounds one foul off of himself. Straight over the top curveball from Thurman. Mets have not been able to square him up.
This the guy that you want at the plate right now, having the best series out of all the Mets batters.
1-1 pitch, a fastball, strike two. Good pitch. Villavicencio, the grand slam on Wednesday, had a three-hit game yesterday, and the Mets offense struggling the most part in the series, but he's been their top guy this week. 1-2 pitch, and he flies it into left, and with nobody out, this might not be deep enough. It won't be. Villalobos won't even try. Castillo playing a cat-and-mouse game at first base. We'll go back. Villavicencio cannot get the run in. And that means Jeffrey De Los Santos will have to try. Now it's the strategy for the Blue Jays. You're out closer to getting a win, backing up for maybe a double play ball. I'll keep the defense the same as it was back. De Los Santos 0 for 4 today with two strikeouts. And he will take a fastball for a strike. Lara, top hitter in this lineup, is on deck. 0-1 pitch, strike two. And De Los Santos, I'm not sure he knows what to make of Thurman at this point. Frozen twice. Pitch is just outside. That's a great take. It's challenged, and it stays a ball. And now the Blue Jays are out of challenges. Credit for both teams taking a challenge all the way this deep into the game. 1-2. Swing and a miss. De Los Santos looked lost that at bat. Strikes out for the third straight time.
That's just a great pitch sequence there by Thurman. Had him completely off balance. Now with two outs, Wilfredo Lara coming to the plate with a chance to keep this one going.
He did it once. A two-out hit in the sixth inning scored the Mets' only run to this point. Mets had Villalobos at third base, nobody out, trying to tie the game. The next two batters could not get him in. Time is called. Not sure why, but that counts as a disengagement. Lara 1-for-4 today. The hit extended his hit streak to 8 games. Fastball, strike one. And these Mets hitters, they really, John, don't know what to make of Thurman here. And they are seeing him. And everybody's been able to watch from the dugout now. Lara's getting a second crack at him. Ground ball foul, and now the Jays are a strike away.
Thurman, you know he's done his research on Lara. Knows the power he brings to the plate. I would not throw him a pitch to hit here.
Pitch home. Is struck out to deep right center field. Long run. Still going back. This ball is going to be caught at the wall by Masson, and the game is over. Castillo was rounding third as this ball was caught by Masson. Well, that was Salinas, correction, into the game defensively. What a move by Donnie Murphy, the manager. And that is a gut punch loss for the St. Lucie Mets. Great opportunities to tie it in the 11th. Great opportunity to win it in the 10th. Let it slip by. Mets bullpen finally gave them a great game. The offense did not show up this afternoon. Not in the least bit. Lara, a last-ditch effort, nearly won the game. But Roque Salinas, indefensively, tracks that ball down on the warning track. And the Blue Jays have now won 4 out of 5 in this series. The Mets have spiraled to a 2-5 start in the second half. Take a break, come back to wrap up a very disappointing afternoon at Clover Park.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald. Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam McDonald, John T. Stefano with you from high atop the action, 4-4 broadcasting booth. This was a tough game for the Mets to swallow, and one of the more difficult losses of the season, as they needed to win this game to give themselves a shot to split this series. They're streak of series splits or wins has come to a crashing halt, and the Mets just have not been able to put together really a nine-inning game through and through this week. They did win 4-3 on Friday night using the long ball, but it's been the Mets' bullpen that has been faulty most of this series. The Mets' bullpen was awesome today, did everything you could possibly hope for. The Mets' offense did not show up, and the offense has really been struggling outside of the home run ball all series. Did not hit a home run today and only mustered one run on four hits in 11 innings. Let's go through the highlight package now as this game breezed right along. Felipe De La Cruz was excellent. He struck out eight batters, a season high for him in six innings, only allowed one run. This ball was a triple off the bat of Abizel Ramirez with one out in the second inning. You saw De Los Santos struggling to get that ball. Not sure that was called a triple, and it should have been. A wild pitch here, and this is what's going to make the Mets ill. Both runs for Dunedin in this game, scoring on wild pitches. Pitchers not giving themselves a chance. Meanwhile, a really good start by Alcalde. He had lost three straight games. He had a 10-plus ERA in the month of June, but the best medicine for him was facing a Mets offense that has gone ice cold. That was a key sequence in the game. That hit came after a double. You see the runner on second didn't advance, so it was second and third after a double steal. No outs, and De La Cruz then struck out three in a row, and it remained a 1-0 game in the fourth inning. There's a stolen base and an error in the fifth, but the very next batter, or rather later in the game, there would be a later in the inning there would be a strikeout. Here's a double play ball after a leadoff walk that erases the leadoff walk. That would be the second out of the sixth inning. Meanwhile, bottom of the sixth, Villavicencio walked, stole second, stole third on that strikeout. And then Lara, curveball, bangs this hit into left field. His eighth straight game with the hit that tied the game at one. We remain tied at one all the way until the 11th inning. Jimmy Loper strikes out the side in the seventh as the Shams goes down. Despite the drop by Villalobos, the inning is completed. Loper strikes out another. He struck out five in the first two innings. He pitched three perfect innings in the seventh, eighth, and ninth. But the Mets offense could not pick it up for him as Davis Feldman gets a strikeout in the eighth inning to send this game to the ninth tied. We did not get a run for either side in the 10th. Here's a wild pitch in the 11th. That brought home the Castro for the go-ahead run. And here's Lara sending one deep into right center field. Roque Salinas just into the game that inning. A big-time celebration there. I mean, you thought the way Dunedin celebrated there at the end as the catcher Deschamps, the pitcher Thurman hugged each other at the end. The punch of the wall out there in right field by Salinas, you can't blame them. And this was a nip-and-tuck game. Dunedin left runners all over the bases. They had two times in this game before the 11th inning, a runner on third and no outs and didn't score. But their pitching and their defense won them a game again.
Yeah, and they have every reason to be excited. You know, there's, you know, very the duality of baseball, you know, that just an exciting big-time win in a close game for Dunedin and just a bitter, disappointing loss for the Mets. You know, you can blame the couple of wild pitches for allowing the runs to score, but you just have to put this one on the lineup. They have to do better. They were 2-for-12 today with runners in scoring position, and after the sixth inning, they managed just one base hit through an 11-inning game. That's not going to get it done in a close ball game. They have to come back out tomorrow, try and steal some energy from the crowd, do what they can to salvage this series, and not let the wheels come off. We've seen how they can spiral when losses start to pile up. They have to avoid that and come out energetic tomorrow.
Yeah, at home, when your pitching staff holds the opponent to one run in 10 innings, got to find a way to win that game. Mets only got one run on four hits. John mentioned the numbers, runners in scoring position. They couldn't get the free runner in from second base in the 10th to win the game. They had the tying run on third base, no outs in the 11th. Couldn't score that run to tie the game either and take maybe their most bitter defeat of the season. They have lost this series, but all hope is not lost. This team hopefully will be very energized tomorrow night. We're going to have our biggest crowd of the season. Weather forecast looks promising. The rare Monday night game in the Florida State League, big-time fireworks show. Should be a fun night. It's going to be another 6:10 first pitch, and we will go airtime on Valley Live at 6 o'clock. And that's going to do it for myself and John and the rest of the crew here on Valley Live on this Sunday afternoon. Once again, your final, Blue Jays 2, Mets 1 in 11 innings. We thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Sunday afternoon. Hope everybody out there watching on Valley Live has a pleasant remainder of their day.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.